And so, Dr. Howe, I'd like to talk first about coronavirus in pets. I think it may be something that a lot of people don't necessarily consider because people are, of course, concerned about catching it themselves or giving it to other people. But what about pets? Should people worry about pets contracting COVID?
Not very much, no. There's only been less than 40 domestic animals that have tested positive in the United States. That's out of, 5 million people. So there's dogs that have tested positive but had no clinical symptoms, and that's kind of easy to do. The test is very specific. So if a dog is around a family member that has the disease and the dog is, licking up something that the people can cough out or sneeze, the dog might lick it up or they might be hugging their dog. And so the dog could have the presence of the virus in the back of its mouth or in its throat, but it doesn't mean that the dog is infectious or infected. And so that's what most of the cases were. A couple of dogs had very mild symptoms. And cats, actually, there's been a few more cats that have had mild symptoms. But and that's still, just a couple handfuls of cats altogether in the world. And they get a mild illness, but they get over it right away. There's been no transmission from cats to people. Now, the big cats, on the other hand, like at the Bronx Zoo, there were, the lions and tigers, a few of them that got it, had mild symptoms, and they all got over it. But they appear a little more susceptible. And then ferrets are more susceptible yet. And then we found out that mink in the Netherlands had several mink farms. The mink had gotten infected with it.
Now, when people are thinking about their pets and thinking about what if they have to quarantine, the pets are going to probably need some special consideration.
Yes, if somebody in the family has it, it's ideal, of course, just to be safe, if somebody else in the family could take care of the pet while they're sick. I know that's very difficult to do. You have your beloved pet that's usually being, it's going to be close to you and want to be played with and hugged. But if just as a sense of precaution, if people could have somebody else take care of it, or if you have another family member, in another home, that would be ideal. I mean, the odds are they're not going to get it, of course, but just to be safe, have somebody else take care of the pet.
I want to talk a little bit about marijuana and the growing concern that veterinarians have been having about pets being injected with cannabis. People in many different states are now enjoying marijuana legally, but it's not something to be injected or eaten by pets, right?
That's for sure. There's lots of poisonings. Even back in the 70s, we saw, cases of toxicity of marijuana in pets. But it affects pets differently than it does people. People think that, they're going to get high, and so if their dog gets it, they'll just get high. But that's not the case. The THC, the psychoactive substance in marijuana, doesn't do the same thing with dogs. So it's real important to keep edibles and things like that out of the reach of pets and, of course, children. And what they can see with, if the pet has gotten into it, sometimes they get depressed, they can vomit, they can lose coordination, sometimes they drool, hypersalivate, pupils dilated, of course, low body temperature, sometimes they're vocal, they're howling, and then they can have seizures or actually go into a coma. I had a dog come into me that was in a coma, and after thoroughly questioning the people and saying, is there any prescription medication your dog might have got into, they said, well, doc, if you won't call the cops on us. I said, no, I won't. They said, our dog ate a pan of marijuana brownies. And it took 2 days on a respirator and IV fluids, and a temperature warmer, and then the dog finally came out of the coma, but pretty expensive treatment.
Some people seem to have this empathetic need to have their pet do whatever they're doing. Some people let their dogs drink beer. And here we go with people, I guess maybe thinking that their dog will get a similar effect that they get from their cannabis use.
Yeah, that's the problem, because they don't react the same way. They get usually scared and timid and everything but high. And then we always have to talk about CBD, because when we're talking about cannabis problems, you have to distinguish between CBD products and marijuana. And CBD is not supposed to contain any more than 0.3% THC, but it's not regulated. There are no FDA-approved CBD products for pets. And so the sky is the limit as far as to what you get out there. And since it's not really checked or regulated, some of it could actually have more than 0.3% THC. And now you're dealing with something that is really a class one drug like marijuana, and that would be a felony for whoever sold it. And so there is some good research going on, some that's not FDA approved, of course. That's what needs to be done. But there's research that shows that there may be some benefits to CBD, you know, with pain and things like that. But until all those tests are done, until they're FDA approved, it's really dangerous to use. There are also CBD products that contain a lot of toxic compounds in them. And so there's like 40 compounds in some of those products, and some of those actually cause liver damage and can actually be very harmful to their dog. You know, CBD products use a lot of different strains of hemp, and there's different purification and extraction processes with it. And as with all drugs, absorption rates in humans and animals are also very different.
Let's talk about the convention a little bit. You're going to be talking about COVID and marijuana injections or consumption at the convention this week?
Yes, we will.
So when is that convention, and what I know there's going to be a change with it being virtual now, but what can people get out of the convention? I mean, they're not necessarily invited to be delegates, but there may be information that comes from these discussions that benefits people with pets.
Yes, there's lots of good discussion, and the convention is the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it's all the seminars, everything on there. If people go to our website, avma.org, they can go avma.org/cannabis or avma.org/COVID-19 coronavirus, and they can get all the latest information that they want to get. Lots of information on our website.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time.
Well, no problem. Thank you.